p.m. in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, September 6, 26-year-old Turkish-American activist Ayşenur Ezgi Ege was shot and killed by an Israeli soldier during a protest against illegal Israeli settlements near the city of Nablus. Nablus governor Hassan Dahlas told Al Jazeera that an autopsy confirmed Ege was killed by a sniper bullet to the head. She died at a Nablus hospital due to her wounds. Dahlas also said that an official ceremony will be held in Nablus to commemorate Ege after her body is given to her family. Israeli forces said that its soldiers had discharged their firearms at a protester who was throwing rocks at them, and that they are currently probing into the killing of a foreign national. However, Ege's family called on the U.S. to conduct an independent investigation into her murder, saying that an Israeli inquiry is not enough. On Saturday, Israeli raids killed at least 61 Palestinians in Gaza. 3 women and 2 children were killed in the east of the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza due to Israeli shelling. Another Israeli airstrike targeted a school-turned-shelter for displaced Palestinians and killed at least 3 people in northern Gaza. The Israeli military said that the strike targeted Hamas members who were operating inside the school. In the last few months, Israel struck several schools in which displaced Palestinians were sheltering and claimed that their targets were Hamas fighters who had been hiding inside. According to the health ministry in Gaza, almost 41,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel since October 7th, most of whom are women and children. On Sunday, 18 people in central Syria were killed by Israeli missiles and nearly 40 were injured. A military source told the Syrian Arab news agency that the attack came from northwestern Lebanese airspace and targeted several military sites. The source also stated that the Syrian air defense system intercepted some of the missiles. 2 regional intelligence sources said that one of the sites that were struck was a military research center for chemical arms production located near the city of Masyaf. The Minister of Electricity, Mohammed Al-Zamel, said that the strike caused serious damage to water and electricity infrastructure and that most of the victims and wounded were civilians. Local news outlets also reported damage around the coastal city of Tartus. The Israeli military did not comment on its attacks at time of recording. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
That I was shot because I myself did not know. Only knew that as I ran, I heard my voice and it was the voice of a whispering angel. Unravel on the corner of Telegraph, collapse at the sight of blood, the inhumanity of the hospital, prodding snout into my most sacred right. I wore the pants with the hole in it until I realized that my self-respect was blowing in and out of my leg. I've lost the fear of the word hole and all its varied meanings. When I arrived at the crossroad, at the heart of fire, I chose the road less traveled, cliche, but true heart's light. Walked so fast and long on the path I failed to see the transparency of my own fragility, and crumbled along the way. Built a house of stone within, no bullet could pierce this inner sanctum. Hard and natural, yet the smoke of my fire was smoldering. Acrid and black, I forgave up until I could not breathe. Carrying the rocks now, back to where I remember they may belong. I feel so exposed and wet. The trees sway in the wind, and I do my best to sway along, as if the fiddle in a country song. And though my leg no longer limps, it is still slightly longer than the other. Look up, and bird still hovers, clasp in song. They say karma is a bitch. I say, read the founding text of feminism, you misogynist.
Dreamscapes on CJLO 1690 AM. Okay, there we go. Now we've got some sound going on. Well, first of all three Dreamscapers are here tonight. Jade, Nat, And we are here with the wonderful, and not everyone's mics are on, so maybe say your names again. Say hi again, guys.
Hello.
And then we're here tonight with Deanna.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
You have a great radio voice. So Deanna was on in the winter talking about some of her dreams and her poems, moon cycles. And tonight I thought we could start off with, so I have this Marina Abramović, La Méthode. Marina Abramović. It's in French, but it's like a little, not a tarot deck. What's the other one I'm blanking on right now? Where it's not the tarot cards, but it does tell you something. I'm blanking on words right now.
Just a guidance?
Yeah. There's a special word for it, but we're just gonna ask the guest to pick a card. And then we're going to follow the instructions from the card. And I'm sure it will be very easy to follow because Marina Abramović is extremely reasonable.
So. All right. Okay. I'm going to close my eyes. Okay. Let's see. I'd like to feel this card in particular.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Okay. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is going to guide our show tonight. So, should I say it in English? Is that, maybe that's helpful for everyone. So take conscience or like pay attention to your anger and stop it. The next time that you feel anger, hold your breath. Continue to hold it just until the point that you attain your physical limit. And then you can... inspire, what is that? Breathe in deeply and then expire slowly. Like, sorry.
Exhale.
Exhale. Thank you. Sometimes translation is hard. And you just repeat that until the anger dissipates.
That's always a useful instruction, but I didn't sense any anger so far.
So far, we're not angry.
Yeah.
But you know what? You never know. This could just be something for the listener as well.
Yeah.
We also have a little PSA for the listeners tonight, or I do. I know that there's a lot of people going out to the Charlie XCX concert on Monday. Charlie XCX, Shy Girl, Laval is going to be filled with thousands of people going out to see that show. And, oh yeah, if you want to see the card. This is my PSA. When you go to Laval, if you're going by bus, you can get to Laval by bus and metro. You're going to be allowed to go in. You will not be allowed out of Laval if you don't have an AB ticket. If you don't have an AB bus pass or ticket, you're going to get stuck in Laval. You're going to be stuck in a line with hundreds of people who have to go and get the Laval specific bus ticket and bus fare. So if you're going out to that concert, get a day pass, get an evening pass. Don't get the AB pass because I'm sure it's $200 a month. It's like $100 more than it's that's for the South Shore and for Laval. It's a different city. Don't get stuck in Laval. That's my PSA. Also tonight, there's a concert. Holly McLaughlin, big dreamer for the show. She's shared a lot of dreams on the show. So I'm sorry that we can't be there. But if you are not staying home tonight, if you are leaving now and you're not listening to us, which is totally okay, why don't you go see Holly's concert? Are there any other concerts people want to do a shout out for? Or Deanna, do you have any, anything coming up that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I do.
Go for it.
I come, you can't see him right now, but, my sweetheart, hubby Peter, is putting on a festival with some of our friends in common. It's called Flux Festival. It's coming up October 4th to 10th in Montreal, and it brings together a bunch of organizations like Mardi Spaghetti, Arts in the Margins, Innovation en Concert, a presentation by, oh my gosh, there's so many artists. These groups are collaborating to present all of this great, exciting music in Montreal. So I wanted to give a shout to them. Fluxmtl.org is the website for proper information. Wadada Leo Smith, a great jazz improviser, will be performing, and a gong orchestra, loads of stuff. One other thing, my band Cloud Circuit is having a concert on October 8th. It's at a closing party for a conference called Improvising Care at the Sala Rosa. It'll be free, and we'll be performing with a group from Greece and one from Japan before we go on a tour.
Amazing.
Yeah. We should be taking notes of all these events.
There's so many things.
My forgetful mind is gonna, hopefully. I just know it's mostly the week of October 4th to 10th. That's what I retain. So
that's yeah,
in a month I will contact you. Well, thank you for sharing. It's so always so nice to see what's happening in the city.
There's so much. It's bananas.
So much.
Yeah, do we want to do a, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure.
Yeah.
hi, I'm Deanna. I'm a poet. Nina is a lovely friend of mine, and it's exciting to be here to meet the whole Dreamscapes crew to talk about dreams, because I've listened and heard your exchanges with different artists and everything, and your conversations about dreams. So this is a real treat to be in the nest to talk about these things. I'm a writer, and I'm a performer, and an organizer of various things in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing. Art's in the margin. Yeah, no, Deanna's cool. So we're really happy to have her here tonight and always. And should we do a short dream check-in for everyone?
Yeah.
How's everybody's dreams been?
Why don't we start with our guests?
All right.
Not to put you on the spot.
Okay.
If you want.
Well, you know, when Nina first invited me on the show, I had this wild, about 6 months of intense dreams that were connected with when the new moon happened. I'd get these really vivid dreams that were also premonitions or spoke to things that would happen quite soon afterwards. And the detail of the dreams and the vibrancy was so mind-blowing, and that they were always connected with the new moon was pretty, I just couldn't, I was shocked because I didn't, sort of adhere to the moon cycles for any particular reason, but I just, because I often write my dreams down, and so I noticed this correlation, and it was a beautiful gift, I think, and I haven't had these intense new moon dreams in a while, so my dreams have been sort of more normal lately, How about you both?
I'll give the mic to DJ Jade, who is.
I think my dreams have been normal as well recently. It's interesting that you talk about how the moon impacts dreams, and you found that correlation. I think mine shift as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think recently it's been normal.
No nightmares.
Oh, just the normal ones.
She often dreams of, has some recurring nightmares or themes, right?
Right.
So that's why we'll check in on those. I think for me, I have two specific dreams that has stood out, or that stayed with me in this past week, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
And one was related to time, and the last week we were here at the show, Nina was sharing her dream about this like concept of time, and then it's not the first time that we have dream on like similar topics or themes.
Mm-hmm.
So then I dreamt that I was looking at this like piece of art, because it was not a painting really, so it was more like looking at a mood board kind of, like it was mm-hmm. there were it was a mixed media, so there were different kinds of like a piece of fabric, I remember, and then I was looking at it a bit confused, and then like a clock technician, what's the name for that, like someone who repairs clocks,
Clocksmith?
I don't know. Like approached me, and she was like, yeah, you know, it's like kind of like you don't get, this is kind in the dream it all made sense, but you know, when you're trying to translate dreams it's a bit harder. So
yeah.
She was trying to tell me kind of like you're not getting it, because if you were to come to this moment that we're living now in the future, you wouldn't experience it the same, because time has changed, or like something with time was altered.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. And I was like, oh. And when I woke up, I was like, oh, time. Nina had a dream of time. Whoa. So that's, I have another crazy one, but I'll let, if we have time later.
Yeah. Well, I think we should probably go to an ad break. But when we come back, we can keep talking about dreams. I'd love to hear some of the poems that you brought. And just as a, just to be a responsible on-air DJ, the song we heard at the beginning of the show was Dream Transcape by Tanner Menard and Andrew Weathers.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those, you know them, or they're Montrealers?
No, they're not.
Okay, sorry.
They're from the States, and they made this record that I love very much. It came out a few years ago already, and a fangirl, and also Tanner Menard is a poet.
Okay, cool.
And Andrew Weathers is a musician and sound artist, so I liked it.
Yeah, it's in your wheelhouse. Yeah, that's so cool. Great. Oh, sorry, everyone. Hi. We're going to go cut to some ads, and then we'll be back with poetry and dreams. You're listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO.
This is CJ Liu, 1690 AM. You could say that we're bumping out.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hi, you're listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO. We're coming back abruptly with some more dream talk, poem talk. We'll get to some music in a minute. Deanna always has a nice set of musical requests for us. Deanna, do you have some poems that you feel like sharing tonight? Are you inspired? Oh, 1 second. And also, let me make sure your mic's on. Yeah, there you go.
I see some nice papers there with you, so I am curious to see what you brought.
I have a sort of a mixed I have a mixed bag of things about, a lot of them are about my neighborhood, and one of them is, well, let's see. So I live close by Champs de Possible, and I think about it a lot, and I walk, I spend a lot of time, like over the years, I've spent a lot of time walking along the railway tracks near there, and it's given me endless fascination. And there's a group that I forget what they're called, but they study, maybe it's from UDM, and they study the bio life in Champs de Possible, plants, trees, birds, animals, and I'm interested in the history of the area, because the railway tracks were essential to kind of helping establish the area, the neighborhood, like at the end, in the early, no, the late 19th century, I guess. So, and then the Schmata district was there, and now there's lots of artists and so on. So I think about, what is a palimpsest, and neighborhoods, or my neighborhood as a palimpsest. So like, we keep on living and dying and making and all of these kinds of things on the spot. Different people come and go. So anyways, this group published a great PDF listing the biodiversity in the area, and I learned from them that there's birds that are residents in Champs de Passy, but also birds and seeds, birds pass through as migrants, and plant seeds will, it's a super biodiverse area because of the trains, so they will carry seeds from other places mm-hmm. along its travels. So anyways, I decided to make a poem, which is a poem of poems. It's a collage poem based on, I searched out all the names of the birds within other poems, and then created this new narration. So it has a mix of poets in it. So I'll just get to the rock and roll. Oiseau du Champs de Possible. Over the course of several weeks, developers wiped out all the trees in a town in A to avoid having them designated as essential sites after a rare woodpecker was found to be nesting in the town. Woodpeckers are not essential. Trees are not essential. The warbler did not sing, we did not speak. The warblers of the year instruct me not to sigh. On the other side of the glass, free to the air, a nighthawk enacts the same erratic striving, up and up and down and sideways, then up again. Kestrels catch lunch with a lightning-like scoop. Beneath bird feeders, goldfinches and juncos scratch. A noisy nuthatch drills for insects in a nearby tree. A forest sound. The thing is that they could not hear battalions of starlings waging peaceful cries, bearing the net higher, covering this world like the vines of an orchard. Praise the rain, the seagull dive, the curl of plant. I cherish the buzzards, turkeys, geese, deer, wild dogs, coyotes, snakes, and rock doves. Light of the sun, a warbler yellow, the sun in song flight. Chickadee sings, talks. Bill hands out peanuts in the shell, points out diamond willow, a chipping sparrow. We see cedar waxwings and the yellow throat sings, unconcerned. the woodpecker keeps returning to drill the house wall. The red-winged blackbirds convene vibrant. The peregrine's jet eyes flash. A sharp-shinned hawk owns the view from the neighbor's garage. The turkey vulture feeds mechanical as a red oil rig. Male cardinals whistle back and forth. Shriep, shriep, shriep. Lift your air, gull. Hear the lifting conversation of your wings as starlings shudder light, then weigh the lines, voices tangled in their claws. At night, wind ripples saxophones so that the streets seem haunted not by nighthawks, but by doves. Birds sing in the cold. A warbler by the wall joins thousands to flock sky. Grackles, blackbirds, cowbirds, starlings, swarming like distant smoke clouds rising. I have not become the heron, but the chickadee in my voice, the thrush in your mouth. Gulls will spread their wings, and no one will fire at them. The woodpecker goes on for days. The redstart sings.
Thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
How did it feel to read it today?
Good. Thank you. And I feel a little like tongue-tied sometimes, but it is a total pleasure to be able to do that because there's the making of it, you know, and getting to speak it is like a treat.
Yeah. Well, if you'll permit me, it made me think of, I'm really interested, one, in the idea of poetry collage, because I think all of us know about, you know, visual collage. Mm. And I'd love to know more just like concretely what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think what we've been talking about too, like just even at the beginning of the show with the divination deck, which is the word that I was missing. There's a whole strand of divination that is related to birds and bird augury.
Ooh.
Yeah, which existed for a long time. It existed. They're allegedly, and I've done one episode about bird augury. We're due to do another. But there's a person named Bronte Velez who is really great person to look up for, like looking at bird auspices.
Mm-hmm.
But allegedly, the Roman Empire used bird divination to, and they listened to it until it got to the point that the bird divination was like telling them to not attack people, and then they stopped using it. That was something that I learned from Bronte Velez.
Whoa.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And there were lots of ways that they did it. Like you could look in the sky and see the direction that the birds were flying and take something from that. They also would do a thing where they would put chicken feed down on like an alphabet and then like let chickens go out and eat the feed and then kind of see where they landed on the alphabet. But people would do things like, oh, the king of this town really wants to like attack to the west tomorrow. So like make sure to like not feed the chickens tonight so that when we put them out on the alphabet tomorrow, they're going to really go, you know, like they would do things, right? There's always like these loopholes. So anyways, all that to say, what was your divination process in coming up with the poem? Because it does also sound like a bit of an intuitive divination process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It comes to me in part because of my interest in telecommunications and power lines, train lines, internet lines, plumbing for sewage, underground, these kinds of things, and the lines that we travel or that like other things travel through, lines like how sewage travels or how birds travel also. Flight pathways of birds are very interesting, and there's different you know, in North America, different sort of main routes that birds will fly. So for migrating birds, they'll stop in certain places. And I think about what is the relationship between their flight pathways and our travel pathways, whether it's like the words that we send across a phone line, not landline anymore, but it's still like a historical thing, which then, you know, it brings us to the palimpsest again, like telegraph wires were covered by telephone wires, and then those were covered by internet cables, and like we're creatures of habit, and also the elements shape our movement too as birds. So it feels kind of it feels special to me somehow in a strange way that I can't articulate.
Yeah, well, I feel like you articulated that pretty like I got a emotional sense from that. So it sounds, yeah, it sounds like you're working intuitively. And just, I guess, because maybe for some people, I understood what you were talking about in terms of the palimpsest of that specific area, just in terms of the shmata industry.
Yeah.
But not everybody knows what that is. So just in case.
Yeah.
So the shmata industry, which is something that my family worked in.
Yeah.
So I have a specific relationship to that, is like the textile industry that existed in the Mile End, like pre the Mile End being like a artistic hotspot, right? Yeah. Like this was before when it like wasn't cool to be in the Mile End, and people there was like just a lot of clothing factories.
That's right.
And textile factories. And then so it's true that when you're in that area, you're walking through, there's like, isn't there still like a cemetery headrest, like a tombstone? There used to be like a tombstone store in the middle of Saint-Laurent. Like you'd have all the other stores, and then you'd have this one store that was totally part of that community that was there before, you know, like sometimes the, like the buildings, anyways, there's like obviously these like remnants of like what was in that environment.
Right.
And then, yeah. And then there's this, the newer stuff and the stuff that is of the future that's like coming into the space too. Like, it's interesting. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have also like reflections or impressions like on any of the topics. I also tried to play The Appointed Cloud by Yoshiwara, and then, it was playing, we can bring it back in, but it just didn't feel like it could go underneath the talking. Yeah.
Right. The bagpipe sounds.
Yeah. The bagpipes threw me off.
I thought it was noise from outside.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I may, can I just ask you a question about the woodpecker in this poem? It comes up, I think, a couple times. If I remember correctly. And I'm just curious about like the consistency and the beat of the woodpecker in the poem, and like the consideration of the communication of the woodpecker in terms of like the rhythm of the poem that you were creating.
Whoa.
Like, did you have like a sense of that rhythm?
Wow, that's a cool question. thank you. Let's see. You know what? Not per se, but the two woodpeckers came from two different poets. And I guess what I searched for as many poems as I could find with birds in them. And then I had to pare that down by the birds that were in my neighborhood to fit them in. And then from there sort of, play around with the clauses or framing or lines of information about the birds. So it kind of takes on its own, like the text took on its own life of sound too.
Yeah.
Wow. But as far as the woodpecker and its contribution to the sound, I didn't I couldn't get close to sort of, how could I put it? Like, I didn't arrange it per se.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for sharing your, I almost say dream because I'm used to saying dreams, but your poem. It's always so special to hear with the voice of the author.
Mm.
And it's so rich, like visually too. You know, I was trying to close my eyes and imagine it visually, and I appreciated you giving us the context of the neighborhood, the train, because then I could also create this.
Oh yeah.
Visualize the poem, and yeah, there's so many birds in. So I was wondering if there is one or more than one bird that you feel closer, or that you feel like it's a repeated symbol. You know how often sometimes you, like, I'll give an example for me, has been the monarch butterfly that I see it once and I started seeing it in so many different places. It's kind of like the synchronicity, you know. So I was wondering if for you there has been one bird that you mentioned in your poem that feels more personal or has more meaning to you.
That's beautiful. Thank you. You know what? I think it's the chickadee in my voice, or the chickadees in my voice, like the crackling, like just in my relationship to that would be about learning how, as a person, to feel more comfortable just speaking aloud, just talking to people, to be unafraid, and sometimes to also be emotional and take the chance to share that with someone, and to use my ugly voice, like to use my ugly my ugly outside yelling voice, like at my friend across the street, Kenny, how are you? That's how I'll yell on the street. So the chickadee can do all kinds of things, but birds are also strange creatures too, and wonderful in so many different ways.
Yeah. Whoa. We're going to go to a really quick ad break. Just checking in if anyone feels angry. Does anyone feel any anger? Do we have to hold our breath? No. Anyways, if you feel angry listening, I really don't think anyone's going to feel angry listening to this episode, but if you do, just hold your breath, because that's what Marina Abramovich asked us all to do at the beginning of this. So while you're doing that, we're going to just go over to some ads. And yeah, you're still listening to Dreamscapes. We're still with Deanna. Stay tuned for more poetry talk.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Have you just arrived in NDG? Do you want to learn French? Are you looking for a job? Would you like to get to know your neighbors better? Since 2012, Bienvenue à NDG has been welcoming people newly settled in the neighborhood by offering support to orient themselves, integrate, and feel at home. Supported by the NDG community, Bienvenue à NDG is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to facilitate the integration of immigrant persons into the community life of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, as well as into the host society, and to promote intercultural relations. Our services are free, and we can serve you in more than 20 languages. Join our community. Feel free to visit our website, bienvenuendg.ca, and make an appointment with our integration counselors in partnership with the Government of Quebec.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, now with The Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
You're listening to Dreamscapes on CGLO 1690 AM. We have a little bit of Big Brave in the background still, actually. I might fade it out. We're just wrapping up the show for tonight with Deanna. And how's everyone doing? I looked up some chickadee. I don't know what word I was going to say. I'm tired now. Chickadee symbolism. And one of the things I remember about chickadees is a lot of birds are related. Mm-hmm. People often relate birds to spirits, like people's spirits.
Souls.
Yeah. And but I guess chickadee, here it's saying that chickadee is related to like a sense of serenity, which is cool. I often think of them as a little bit more, they've got a little bit of a, like a
sass.
They're a bit sassy. Yeah, exactly. Jinx, everyone. Like they're a bit sassy and they're a bit like up in everyone's business in a way that I really enjoy and like. And I think like especially city animals that can adapt to the city often have a bit of that energy to them because they have to be able to adapt to a space that, you know, maybe is trying to not necessarily usher them in very gently. A chickadee dream, it says here, is a good omen.
And I was just going to ask if they have ever appeared in your dreams.
No.
Not yet.
Maybe. Not yet. Not yet.
Well, we can only hope because it's supposed to be a good omen.
Okay.
I really like chickadees. I actually really like their sound even. Mm-hmm. I know it's like a bit, it's less gentle than some of the other birds that we might hear, but I always feel, I don't know. I always feel good around them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were also just looking at this Marina Abramovich divination deck. We were exploring that a little bit. Do we see anything else in there that she's telling us to do that seems worthwhile for tonight?
Well, sometimes I like to pick a card like Deanna did, like closing my eyes and just, you know, feeling the card. And often also seeing what was at the end.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I did now. I just didn't. And I was trying to translate.
Oh, I can translate it for you. Yeah, here, come pass it to
remember.
Me.
Remember? Oh, I think.
Oh, you got it? Oh, sorry.
And I think it relates to dreamscapes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Remember the moment between wake and sleep. Mm. Try to remember the exact transition from wakefulness to sleep.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. That's a juicy place to be.
Yes. What else? She must have something else for us to do. It can never be that simple with her. Oh, my gosh, it is. Hey, that was a gentle one. Wow. Good one to end on. What are the chances? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of my best dreams are in that location.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Strange things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Should we do a moon report since we are close to the end and maybe we need to get a little bit of a moon information out there? You should stay tuned for Hitting All the Bases. Sam is back with Hitting All the Bases. If you've been here all night, then you know that Ashes to Ashes is before us with the one and only Alex. If you want to hear someone who's really pro at radio, you got to listen to him. I guess the moon is halfway between a new moon and a full moon right now. Mm-hmm. So, because I saw it in the sky. Sorry, that's how I know it, because it's exactly half right now in the sky.
Right.
We'll take a picture.
Yeah, DJ Jade here has a beautiful
waxing crescent. What's the percent illumination?
It's 40%.
Okay, so not quite half, but close enough.
Yeah.
We're okay with approximations here on Dreamscapes. We accept and you know, support like approximate math.
Anything else you would like to share or any last thoughts?
Well, the show is rad. I love it. And it's really cool to sit here and talk with you about these things because It's something I take for granted. The dreams that I have, I try and remember them by writing them down, and they totally inform my writing. It sort of, it always brings me back to myself somehow, and then I forget the dreams, even if I write them down, but it's a good sort of home base, I guess, somehow. So I think it's really cool what the three of you do to talk about them.
Thank you. Well, we love having you on. And so we're not going to get into this very in depth tonight, but I did pick up this book called The Dreams Behind the Music.
Whoa.
Which has just all of these little mini stories about different songs, how they were related, how they came to people in dreams. There's one from Madonna. I have Miley Cyrus here. I've got Timbaland. Do we have any requests out of those three? No? Should I just...
Is Fred Durst in there?
He is not. I know. I mean, I should look through a little bit more deeply. Listen, we can do an episode about...
We have to.
Limp Bizkit, but they were not tapping into their intuitive...
Right. They were tapping into...
side
anger.
They were tapping into anger, though, bringing it all back. He should have listened to Marina Abramovic.
Yeah,
listen, I want to see that interview. Marina Abramovic and Fred Durst. I want to see that.
Yeah, and a chickadee.
And the chickadee will win that interview for sure.
Because I think chickadees know how to express anger.
I bet
in a positive way. Yeah. In a positive way. Do we want, I'm just going to read the Miley Cyrus one because it's short and it's right here. Oh my gosh. Although now Madonna, just so you know, she has a dream journal. I don't know if any, I never knew that about her. That's a long one though, so we're not getting into it. Pop singer Miley Cyrus credits dreams she had the night a friend's cat died as the inspiration for her original tune, The Twinkle Song. I don't know enough about early Miley Cyrus to know what this is, but I write about death a lot, shared Cyrus. My friend, she lost her cat, and I had these crazy dreams. I feel her cat kind of told me what I was supposed to say to get her through it. It was more therapy to me than anything. Mm. Wow. Miley Cyrus, also, always surprising. So we'll get into Madonna's dream journals next time, I guess, but we're gonna finish off with Bena Hafar. I have Elemental here. Is that it? Elemental Intima? Is that... correct? Or
The track I believe is Elemental from the album Intima.
We're gonna check that out. Thank you so much for listening to Dreamscapes. Thank you for coming on, Deanna.
Thank
we'll see you,
you
guys next time. Ooh.